Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Aurion HR, human resource management so you don't have to, AurionHR.com, and the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, whose members serve the ag community with new and used parts. NTPDA.com.
It is Friday, and that means Jeff Bitz from City View Magazine is with us. He is the managing editor there, and he knows what's going on account of he writes about it, lives, eats, and breathes everything that happens in the greater Des Moines metro because he's here. What do you think? What do you think?
I think that intro needs some work.
I need to build you up some more, right?
Because he's here.
Yeah, that was kind of a letdown, wasn't it? What's up, man?
Let's see. What is up?
Any sports? Any sports?
Oh, yeah. We got sports. We're just moving right into it. No chit-chat. We're just...
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, the Cubs started last week, yeah?
Hey, what do you say? The Cubs are going to win today.
Yeah, and it was, like, cold.
Was it?
Yeah,
it was cold. I wasn't there.
I wasn't there either, but I just saw pictures of people in their parkas.
Didn't we have like a nice...
Yeah, it was one day, I think.
What happened?
I don't know. It's back to winter.
Back to winter.
Yeah.
Did the groundhog see a shadow or something?
I don't know. 8 months, man. I've been cold 8 months.
What's your favorite season?
Summer. Hot.
You like it's it? Something like
season.
It
hot.
Hot.
If it's like 60, I'm still wearing coats.
What's your favorite thing to do that you can only do in Central Iowa in the summer?
Fair.
Really? No hesitation.
No.
What do you do? Say you can only had 1 hour at the fair. What do you do?
Go to Stockman's.
Uh-huh.
They're by the cattle barn.
Yeah.
And drink beer.
Huh.
That's it.
It didn't sound that fun.
Yeah. Well, it depends. I just know a lot of people on that corner.
Mm-hmm.
And Lyle Krepps, who owns Stockman's.
Yeah.
He's just a great guy. And he and his wife and family, mm-hmm. they all work there in the fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Stockman's. That's it. Boom.
Mark it down.
Yeah.
Okay. Asked and answered. Yeah. So speaking of the Cubs, play tonight and tomorrow and the next day and the next
Wear
day.
Wear your parka.
Wear your parka.
Yeah.
Should be fun. City View's got their season preview of the Cubs out too this month. So pick it up.
City View. So are they gonna do anything this year? They're gonna be okay?
iCubs?
Yeah.
It's hard to tell. Yeah, you never know.
In and out,
it's
in
all
and out.
Injuries
and
on paper they look all right. And really the question is, you know, if you're an iCubs fan, you're probably a Chicago Cubs fan. It's really how good
sure.
is a big club gonna do. Michael.
Oh, yes.
Michael.
Yofi, easy. Shh. Oh, yes, you know. Easy, Yofi, easy. Quiet. Everything was so nice and quiet there for a while, and then all of a sudden we just get crazy.
Well, speaking of that, the Furry Friends is going to have their fifth annual chili cook-off Saturday at the keg stand.
I've got some furry friends I could probably send them.
Well, that's their specialty. Since opening, Furry Friends Refuge has helped Central Iowa families adopt 10,000 animals.
10,000, wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And it's provided 15,000 spay and neutering services. Wow. The nonprofit no-kill animal shelter survives based on volunteer and donor support.
Nice.
This is the fifth annual chili cook-off.
Chili
1 cook-off.
O'clock. Everybody get
Saturday.
Your chili. Ah, nice.
You like chili?
I do like chili. I used to make.
Yeah.
My bride doesn't let me do this anymore.
Yeah.
I used to call it killer chili.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Might be something.
And it was hot and sweet.
Yeah.
So I use brown sugar, lots of jalapenos, you know,
uh-huh.
and lots of onions, and it's very spicy, but also sweet.
Hmm. Does
and
sound
she,
good.
She doesn't eat it.
She's, what happens?
She hates it. So, you know, she makes.
Hates it.
She hates it. She makes this chili, and it's got these stewed tomatoes in it, and it's just, it's bland, you know. So then I get a bowl.
Yeah.
And I dump the jalapenos in, and I put some brown sugar in it, and then I can eat it.
It's palatable.
Yeah.
You know, growing up, I always thought I hated chili.
Really?
Mm-hmm. because my mom makes the worst chili.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the only chili I'd ever had. Right. And so you know, you have it once a month or so. And you're like, gosh, I hate chili. And then you get out in the world, and it's like, oh, wait.
Wait, this is pretty good.
I actually like chili. See, my mom just doesn't know how to make chili.
My mother, may she rest in peace, she also, she would make chili with leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, yeah, I mean, it was just, it was crazy.
Was it actually chili, or was it just like
Well, she did the same garbage. Thing with chop suey. She would make...
What is chop suey?
It was horrible, was what it was. And it's just like everything that was a leftover from that week.
Yeah.
You know, she would put it in with some rice and put some, you know, some soy sauce on it, and it was chop suey.
Chop
and it was horrible.
Suey. Sounds horrible.
So, yeah, so her chili was not very good either. And neither is my wife's.
Ooh.
Fighting words, I know.
Another fighting words. No, moving on. Iowa Wild. They play tonight. They also play Saturday.
Iowa Wild. Well, hockey.
I think these are the last home games.
Yeah, they're coming.
Or regular season home games. I don't know if they're going
to
make the playoffs or not.
I should
they have a
go
good
tomorrow
record.
Night.
I'm not sure if how the playoffs work.
I should go tomorrow night.
You should go.
Yeah.
What do you got better to do?
Probably work on my show for Sunday.
You do a Sunday show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Every Sunday. Yeah. Yeah. KXEL. The 50,000-watt blowtorch in eastern Iowa.
Blowtorch.
That's what Jeff Stein calls it. Blowtorch.
Yeah. Yeah. WHO radios, they're blowtorch, right?
Yeah, they're also another clear
channel.
What makes
it, what makes a blowtorch?
A big signal. 50,000 watts.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tall stick. AM, I mean, you can pick that thing up all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just the way it is, yeah. And it's KXEL now. WHO radio here in Des Moines is one of those legacy stations because it's got the W in front. You know, it's radio stations and TV stations west of the Mississippi all start with a K.
Hmm.
Unless you're like WMT in Cedar Rapids or WHO here. Those stations were started like back in the 1920s.
Yeah.
And so they had...
grandfathered in or
right,
whatever.
And then afterwards they... So there you go. A little radio history. See what people learn here. Chili, radio history.
I didn't know that.
Iowa Wild.
You ever hear Ronald Reagan do the radio?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
They used to have a promo, WHO did. It was so good.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I talked to President Reagan about that.
You told me.
Yeah.
That's a good story.
Yeah, it was fun. Hi, Ron Reagan. Oh, oh, you're from Iowa. Yeah, I'm from Iowa. I used to work there, you know.
Where?
Yeah, I kind of know that, Mr. President.
Speaking of local celebrities.
Yes?
Smash Park. You know that new pickleball place?
Yeah, you know, they have been advertising big time in City View Magazine.
Yes, they have.
I saw a huge full-page ad in City View, this latest issue.
And
a big one.
Yep.
So what are they doing?
Hosting pickleball. A local celebrity pickleball
paddle
battle event for charity. You gonna be? You one of the locals?
No, I'm not. I'm not a celebrity.
I didn't make the cut either.
Yeah. What do I know? Who made the cut? You know?
Didn't say.
Oh well. See. Maybe I did.
Who's the most famous? I might have asked you this before. Who's the most famous person locally that lives local?
Who's the most famous?
Who is the hardest time walking down the street without people recognizing him?
Boy, I would have to say maybe Kevin Cooney. You know, Kevin was on KCCI for years.
Yep.
And very recognizable guy. And so, yeah, I would say perhaps him.
That's probably a good guess. I didn't think of that.
Yeah. Who would you guess?
I was going to say Kim Reynolds, but I'll bet Cooney's even got her beat.
Yeah.
Because he was so many years, so recognizable. Take politicians and news people out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Then it gets... I tell you who it could have been if he was still living.
Yeah.
Bill Reichardt.
Really?
Who owned Reichardt's men's clothing store.
He owns a store.
Yeah, he owns a store. He's a great guy, too.
Yeah.
By the way, Griff's a great guy. Yeah. Who, other than politicians, living people? Man, I don't know.
It probably would be one of those business people.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Jay Byers.
Yeah?
Jay Byers, yep. Very recognizable. He's about 6'4".
That's true.
And he's with the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Yep. He is everywhere. Jay Byers, yep. Bang. Ding, dong. Whoop.
Wicked Witch is dead.
Yeah.
Ding, dong. Witch.
All right.
Well. All right. Whatever.
Okay. Okay. This is taking a left turn.
Yeah.
It was the dogs. See.
Mm-hmm. Who let the dogs out?
I don't know. Somebody did.
Chris Rock let the dogs out.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Anyway, ballet, Saturday. You in?
No.
You ever been to a ballet?
No.
Never?
Nope.
You ever performed ballet?
No. No. No, I've never been. I don't really have any desire to go.
I saw the Nutcracker once. I kind of liked it.
Did you?
Yep.
I had a friend that was every year in the Nutcracker here.
In it?
Yeah, he was in it. I don't know what he did, but he was in it. Hmm. Mr. Salowitz.
Hmm. Anyway, ballet at Hoyt Sherman. It's the 5-8 theater, whatever that means. And also at Hoyt Sherman on Saturday, Red Greens, This Could Be It tour.
Now, there you go. Now, there you go. There's a guy that's funny. Red Green.
Is he the guy that was the like a late night show host?
No. Like in the Red 50s? Green. No. The Red Green. No. This is a.
What am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Red this, Grange, she played Red, football. For
the, there you go. But no, this Red Green, this is a national public television show.
Oh.
And just kind of stupid, you know, and they just mm-hmm. fun stuff, and they're like hillbillies out there, and they do crazy things. It's the Bear Lodge. So anyway, yeah, it's Red Green, good stuff.
Can't go wrong with hillbillies.
No. I think hillbillies. Maybe they're in the North Woods. Maybe they're like in Minnesota. I don't know, someplace.
Beep, 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 beep. Can you name that tune?
No.
I have no musical talent.
It sounds like a Peeps. Do you like Peeps, by the way?
Dun, 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 dun. You know, those marshmallow I think I had my things? First Peep last year. I could take it or leave it.
Okay. Yeah. Because they are, it is the season, you know, for Peeps.
Can you get a Peep, like, in February?
I don't think so. You have to wait till Easter time.
Why is that?
I don't know. Tradition.
Yeah.
Tradition. So what were we talking about? What song is this?
Sweet Georgia Brown.
Oh. Oh, Globetrotters.
Globetrotters in town. Wells Fargo.
Ding, ding, ding.
April 14th, Sunday, 2 p.m.
Fun stuff.
You ever seen it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've seen them maybe half a dozen times.
Yeah.
Still doing the same stuff. Still. I mean, it's just great. I think the first time I saw them, I was like, it was in Detroit.
Yeah.
I was like 10 years old.
Uh-huh.
And my father, may he rest in peace, took me to go see the Globetrotters.
I had to be the best.
Meadowlark Lemon and the old school guys. Well, I went to see him maybe 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Same stuff. They're doing the same stuff. It's still hilarious. And they play basketball. They play the U.S. Generals.
Or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And the Generals most always lose, but it's fun.
I think the Generals have won before.
Yeah, well, they have to every once in a while.
Like 3 times in 50 years or something. Let's see what else we have. Next week, Lori Frankel.
Lori Frankel.
You know that name?
No.
Oh.
I have no idea who that is, but it sounded nice.
Lori Frankel at the Central Library. They're having their Avid series. She's the author of the best-selling 2017 novel, This Is How It Always Is, which gracefully tells the story of a family dealing with the challenges and questions that arise after their youngest son declares...
He's gay.
That he wants to be a girl.
Ah.
When he grows up.
So okay.
It's a work of fiction. She'll be here.
Lori Frankel.
Talking about that. Just at the library. You ever been to the Avid thing?
No.
Where they have the authors in. It's pretty neat.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. I'm working all the time. Work, 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 work.
No Shame Theater.
All right.
At the Social Club. This is Tuesday. It's time for No Shame Theater.
No Shame.
It's a weird. This is their words.
It's kind of like this segment. We have no shame.
These are their words, not mine. So. It's a weird sort of open mic, it says. Talent show where anything can happen.
Oh.
So it's weird, talent show.
Weird talent show. Okay.
Come early if you'd like to sign up to perform, or just come watch the chaos and talent.
All right, chaos.
I like
a little chaos.
Would you rather see chaos or talent?
I would rather see talent because I live in chaos.
That's, you can do my, that all on your own.
Exactly. I got no trouble with that. You know, just like every day, chaos.
Rule number one, performances must be original. Rule number two, must be no more than 5 minutes in length. Rule number three, you can't break anything.
Oh, okay.
Not yourself, not the space, not the audience, not the law. Create, perform, watch.
Huh. All right.
I kind of like that last rule. It kind of makes me want to go check. Yeah, like, check
can't break anything.
All right, Wednesday. Red, green. This could be it.
Say again. What is he here twice?
At Hoyt. I'm sorry, at Stevens Auditorium.
Wow, he's so overnighting.
Yep.
Nice.
So, I guess it's the last tour, but you get a couple shots of it.
Right.
Shots out of here. Thursday. I'm sorry, Wednesday. Comedian Chris Fleming performs a free show at Iowa State University.
All right. Chris Fleming.
No, he is?
No.
Best known for
Lori Frankel's cousin, I'll bet you.
He's best known for his portrayal of suburban alpha mom Gail Waters.
What? Wait. He is best known as a suburban mom?
I guess so. Waters in his hit web series Gail performs as his mom, I guess. So that should be something.
That something.
Free.
Oh, well, there you go.
And then every Tuesday, Team Trivia at the Social Club.
Team Trivia at the Social Club, ladies.
You got any
gentlemen.
Trivia for me?
No, I don't.
Come on, give me some.
How many square miles in Brooklyn, New York?
63.
Very good. See? You are good at this stuff. How many Brooklyns could you put in Polk County?
Like 10?
Six.
Dang.
I didn't tell you there was going to be a test, though, right? Right. All right, Jeff Fitz, ladies and gentlemen, talking about stuff going on in the Metro this weekend into next week. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thank you.
All right, we're out of here for another week. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. You need some original music for your project? We can hook you up. For Jeff Fitz, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.